I'm Lee Hatcher with the Human Condition Podcast on Resilience Radio and how to be an agent of change in your life. I'm in conversation with clinical psychologist Lynn Worsley about the concept of agency and how it links to our mental health. So, what do we mean by agency?
Okay, someone who is the agent of change has the agency. So someone who is in control of the situation that's happening in them right now. It might be in the conversation, it might be in the control of their lives in general. They have the agent of change. So agency, it refers to that that term of who has it, who has the agency. The agency is almost like a verb. Who is in control? Who's taking control?
The agent of change.
Yeah, yeah. And it also means that they're able to own their own decisions. So if you have the agency, you feel very much like the decisions you've made are yours. And so therefore you're able to make more informed decisions, but you're also more in control of them and perhaps motivated with them. And quite often when someone takes that agency away, it's a bit of a demotivator.
Yes.
And also, you can trust your own thoughts. So, for example, when you have the agency, you've come up with the idea and the stream of consciousness that brings you to making a decision because it's your own thoughts. So, when someone has the agency, they're actually trusting how they're thinking.
It's kind of ownership.
It's ownership, but it has a flow in it. The other thing that happens as well is that, you know, you tend to have your own emotions. So when you have your own emotions, you don't react to your emotions. You're actually trusting your gut feeling or trusting how you're feeling about something. And so when you have the agency, you're listening hard to your emotions. You're trusting your thoughts. You're actually listening to yourself and you're making decisions based on what you're hearing inside yourself.
So how does this relate to mental health, Lynn?
Well, one of the things that happens with maturity is that people start to listen to their gut feelings. So, you know, quite often you'll hear people say, oh, look, I had a bad feel about that, but I didn't go with it. I should have listened to my feelings.
Mm, yes.
So with maturity, what happens is you've had a number of those experiences where you've said, nah, that's it. I'm going with what I'm feeling like. Yeah. I know that this doesn't feel right, so I'm not going to go with it. So that's sort of, that's a good indication of agency. But with mental health, when you have mental health, you have that sense of, I know my feelings, I know my emotions, I know my thoughts, I know where they're coming from. I'm able to trust those and I can make decisions that will be healthy for me. When I'm mentally ill, I distrust my feelings. I distrust my thoughts. I don't really have a confidence around my feelings. And so I tend to default to other people. I default to the doctor. I default to my family. I default to other people who might be around me who seem like they're much more confident.
So I'm handing over ownership of myself, my thoughts to them.
Yes, or even handing them over to your uncontrollable emotions and uncontrollable thoughts. So when that happens, you start to languish. So there's this great term called flourishing versus languishing, and they're sort of on a sort of spectrum. So one end is flourishing, one end is languishing. When you're flourishing, you have got good control over your mental health. You've got good control over your feelings and your thoughts, and you listen to yourself. So you have the agency. When you're languishing, you don't trust anything. And so you default to others. You make poor decisions because you're not really listening to yourself and really understanding your thoughts and emotions. And you tend to find yourself caught up in, you know, just an unhappy place. And that's generally what happens with mental illness. So really what we're talking about here is how do you actually bring in the agency that helps you to trust your emotions and your thoughts that can lead to some sort of happiness and contentedness.
I've never heard mental health spoken about like this before. When you usually hear mental health, you think, oh, bad. But there are ways in which you can encourage the flourishing of mental health. So how am I going to help myself with my own agency? How am I going to help myself be my own agent of change?
Okay. And I think this is where, you know, the maturity thing works, but we can speed up the process if we start thinking and talking about our own emotions and start reflecting on what they're telling us. We've got a great thing going on in psychology called mindfulness. And that's really about stopping, listening to yourself, being mindful of what's happening right now, and have time to consider your thoughts that are happening inside of you. And quite often our thoughts and our reactions and our emotions can be just reactions to things. And that could be reactions to stuff in our own past, and it could be reactions to our own culture and the values that we've got. So really understanding the cultural base that you come from, the value base you come from, and the influences that you have around you that will influence your own emotions. And once you've got into that zone, you start to build wisdom. You go, okay, I'm reacting to this. I don't know why I'm reacting to this. I think I might be coming from a place that is, you know, uncomfortable for me, but that might be linked to my past. And now I can own my decisions because I need to own my mistakes, I own my decisions.
Yes.
I can move to a place where I'm able to make decisions that establish who I am and because of who I am. Now, the agency doesn't mean that you make the right decisions all the time. Mm-hmm. It just means you own your mistakes when you make the wrong mistake.
Which is another big challenge to do for us to own mistakes. So that's me. I'm helping myself be an agent of change. Can I help others with their agency, do you reckon?
Yes, and I think this goes hands in hands, really. What happens is that you've got other people around you who are also going through that same process and different levels of maturity. And so when you are working with other people, helping them with their own agency, the best thing you can do is be curious. Have conversations that establish your curiosity of them, but not telling them what to do.
Okay, yeah.
So if you are having a conversation and someone tells you about their problem and you say, oh, have you thought of doing this? Have you thought of doing this?
Blokes do that. Yeah. I'm a fixer.
You do this. What about this idea?
Yeah.
And that just means that if they don't choose your idea, then they feel bad or you feel bad that they didn't listen to
Won't
you.
Won't go there again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not, that's it, I've done it,
yep.
I'm not going to help them anymore. And that's really a boundary issue. You've stepped over and given them suggestions. What you're better off to do is if you really are helping someone with their own agency, you ask, what have you thought of? Have you thought of any ideas so far? When do you think you might think about those ideas?
So you're drawing an answer out of them.
Yeah, yeah. What's the best idea you've had so far?
Okay.
What have you done in the past that, you know, that you solved a similar problem? How did that work out? And even coming up at the end of the conversation, I'll be interested to know what you're going to do with it, rather than, oh, how about I meet up next week and see if you've done it, you know.
Yes.
And essentially sitting with that, sometimes people don't make the decisions that you think are wise. And generally what happens is we step away from that.
Mm.
And that's not helpful for their own reflection either. So, you know, even coming up to someone and saying, oh, how are you going? Was that a good decision? Oh, probably not. Okay, what other decision had you thought of then?
They've got to trust you.
Yeah, yeah. And they will trust you when you're not judging them.
Yeah.
They will trust you when you're not giving them the way out.
This is the Human Condition Podcast with clinical psychologist Lynn Worsley. So what if we can't trust ourselves or can't trust the other person with their own agency?
Okay, Lee, we have a dilemma with
yeah.
that. And if we have that dilemma, it's the dilemma of how to work with and remain curious of the other person rather than working on and instructing them to do what we think is right.
Okay.
And so that dilemma is almost like a tension that you're having to hold. If you can't trust yourself, it's good to find someone who can help you to reflect and understand your reactions
yes,
to things.
Yes.
If you can't trust the other person, we need to consider a lot of ways to help them to move toward owning their decision or gathering professionals around them to help them.
Okay.
So the difficulty is particularly about holding that balance. If you hold that balance in place, that oftentimes you have to step in and let that person have some extra help. And when that person has the extra help, it is then up to the professionals and the people around them to then give them the agency.
Don't be afraid to put your hand up if you need some help, like you do with most other things in life. What if the person perhaps we love or have care of doesn't have the capacity to be an agent of change in their own life, to have agency?
Okay, well, first of all, everyone has the capacity to make their own decisions and have their own agency. But the difficulty remains is that the decisions they make may not be helpful for themselves or for other people.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got that when we've got people with extreme personality disorders and extreme mental illness. But they still have the capacity to make their decisions. And so that's the dilemma, is that we often see that people who make these poor decisions, they then hurt themselves and they hurt other people. And that's when the line is crossed. It is still possible to work with someone professionally so that they have a degree of agency in regards to their mental health, however. But it is a time when, you know, legally, you've stepped over the boundaries. You're not looking after yourself. You're in a place of danger. You might be in a place of danger for other people as well.
This is the boundaries thing again.
It's the boundaries thing. And the difficulty lies is when do you come in and take over or call for help? The best way forward to help someone come to the decision themselves is to ask them to sort of look out for help for professionals. So that would be the helpful thing, but that's not always possible.
No.
And if it doesn't happen, they're continuing to hurt other people or themselves, they'll need to have the agency taken away from them to a degree for a short time until they have some sort of treatment to help them to reason a little bit better.
How's it going to be if I take that away, or if they feel like it's being taken away? That's a challenging place
to be. It's a very big challenge. And quite often you see someone really decline. They've been sort of pumped up and they're doing a whole lot of stuff, but it's poor decisions and it's harming themselves or harming other. And then you come in, you put them in hospital, and quite often, that's a big decline. And that's where you start treatment, and healing begins with giving them the agency within the environment that is safe.
But it is possible for that person to move forward.
It is possible. Yeah. It is possible. Maybe not as fast as perhaps someone who has, a mental health in place.
Okay. Let's be practical to wrap up our conversation. In our everyday lives, how do we respect the agency of both ourselves and others to be that agent of change?
Okay. For example, as we parent, we ask and check in with motives before we tell the child what to do. You know, why did you do that? Or what was happening when you did that? What made you choose to do that decision? As we work with our employers, we ask and check in to see what they would like and how they would like it done before we take over and make changes. Hmm. You know, check in, what are the values behind this decision? How have you decided to do this? As we work with our employees, if you ask how they see things working and see if they have ideas to build the capacity of the workplace, you then end up with a much more engaged employee and someone who really owns their work and feels very much a part of it. So basically, if we negotiate with our friends or the people around us, we ask, we remain curious rather than giving advice, and we don't tell the other person what to do.
Yeah, we're drawing answers out from their own life experience.
Yeah, you're respecting that they've got ideas and yours aren't the best.
You know what? I love the way you combine the clinical and the practical. This has been a great conversation about being an agent of change. Lynn Worsley, thank you as always so much.
Thanks again.
You've been listening to the Human Condition Podcast on Resilience Radio. I'm Lee Hatcher. See what you can do to change your conversations. For more resources and ideas, www.theresiliencecentre.com.au.